It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. First, let's peek into the house at 79 Wistful Vista and hear this.
McGee, I just saw Dr. Gamble coming home.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sure looks tired.
What he needs is a long rest and a change of scenery. That's the advice he's always given me. It cost me $5 besides.
Well, I'm afraid there's no rest in the cards for Dr. Gamble this year, dearie. Too many people around here really need him.
Well, I sure hope those people recognized the need for Prudential sickness and accident protection before they needed Doc Gamble. A Prudential insurance company plan like that can sure take a lot of the worry out of any sickness.
That's right.
It can provide you with a regular monthly income if you can't work at your job. Yes, and pay you for as long as 10 years in case of sickness, and possibly for the rest of your life in case of injury.
And the Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day for every type of sickness and for injuries received on the job or not.
And with a hospital and surgical expense policy in your sickness and accident plan, the Prudential could pay a big part of those swapping bills.
Friends, you really ought to ask your Prudential agent to tell you about these wonderful plans tomorrow. It's the kind of day-to-day living protection every family needs.
According to what it said on the radio, Mr. McGee and Dr. Gamble got so steamed up yesterday over which one was the better golfer that they started right out playing a match from Wistful Vista clear to Springfield, 30 miles across country. It's morning now, and Mrs. McGee is on her way out to join the golfers.
It was nice of you to drive in town and pick me up, Mr. Oldtimer.
Glad to do it, daughter. I always wake up around daybreak anyhow. Left the boys rolled up in their sleeping bags and snored away like a coffee grinder full of rocks.
I think their heads are full of rocks myself. Such a crazy golf game.
Should have heard him arguing during the night. Johnny accused the doctor of whistling in his sleep and keeping him awake, and the doc accused Johnny of doing it.
Which one was it?
Me! Yeah, they got their sleeping bags rolled up against that haystack yonder.
Huh?
See them?
Oh, yes, I see the boys. They're up. They're both up.
Hey, fellas, I'm back. Look what I brung you, Johnny.
Hello, dearie. Hi, doctor.
Oh, hi, kiddo. I'm glad to see you. Oh, boy, what a night.
Hello, Molly. Hope you brought some coffee.
I brung it, Doc. Part of the service you fellas get from your friendly neighborhood caddy, scorekeeper, chauffeur, caterer, and referee. Me. Got a thermos jug full of coffee in the back of the Jeep here.
I brought some donuts, too, boys, and some sweet rolls.
Great, great. I'm starving.
Yeah, me too. Get that coffee out and we'll get started.
We couldn't bring any hot biscuits, though. Or any of them crispy, brown, delicious little sausages that daughter cooks so pretty that I ate 12 of them.
Well, never mind that. Just pour
us... scrambled eggs that nobody can cook them like she can with them hash browns or the waffles with the maple syrup either. They'd have got cold.
Well, as long as I get some hot coffee, I'll live. Come on, pour the coffee.
Looks like the coffee got cold, too.
What?
I must have left the lid for this thermos jug sitting on your sink, daughter.
Oh,
for the...
Well, cold or not, pour me a cup of it. Well, come on, old-timer, get the jug out of there. It ought to be lukewarm at least.
We can it would be, too, Doc, if we hadn't hit that culvert a little fast back there.
Huh?
I guess it was the culvert that done it. Knocked the jug over. Spilled all the coffee. All over everything. Sure is a mess back here.
What? Well, for the... Where's my golf club?
No, Doc. No, Doc. It wasn't my fault. I couldn't help it.
Go ahead.
Oh. Hey, hit his golf ball, daughter. Yeah, for a minute there, I thought, well, come on, Johnny. Here's your turn now. Drive off, boy. Let's get it going.
Come on.
Dad ratted bushes. Can't hardly...
This brush is terrible. I wish you boys had stuck to the road.
Yeah. Well, we're getting out of it, though. There's a clearing right ahead.
Here's my ball here. Now, if you'll kindly get out of the line of fire, George, old blob, I'll shoot.
I'll be glad to if I only knew where to hide. I've seen you whack a golf ball and hit people behind you.
Ah, boil your head. Four!
Oh, that was a dandy, dearie.
Looks like a beauty, Uh-oh.
I apologize, McGee. I always said you couldn't hit the side of a barn, but you just proved that you can hit the side of a barn.
Very fun.
Oh, McGee, here comes the man. Oh.
Hey, what are you two cow pasture pool players doing playing pool in my cow pasture?
Oh, hi, mister. Well, I'm sorry I hit your barn. We're just passing through.
What's your idea? Try to give me a herd of discontented cows? Cows are sensitive. Get upset they don't give milk. If my cows don't give milk, I'll sue you, fellas.
Well, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, neighbor. If you'll just step aside a little, I'll show you where he meant to knock his ball.
Oh, excuse me.
Now watch this, McGee. Here's where your ball should have gone, sonny. That's the way that... Oh.
Oh.
No, no. Oh.
Right in the pig pen.
Get off my property, all of you. I've got to stop them fool pigs before they run $40 with the fat off the sale.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. Did you know modern appliances and modern homes make it easier to put on weight? How many calories did old-fashioned washing use up? How many did a big old-fashioned kitchen burn up in extra steps? In the May Woman's Home Companion, Dr. Herbert Pollack, an expert in the field of nutrition, offers new housewife diets. Learn how today's woman, with today's living, can keep at her most attractive and healthful weight. And no mother of teenagers will want to miss the discussion of vacation jobs for youngsters. 116 work-for-pay jobs are evaluated. Also in the May Woman's Home Companion, be sure to read the condensation of the best-selling novel, The View from Pompey's Head, by Hamilton Basso. What happens when Anson Page sees his childhood sweetheart for the first time in 15 years? Get your copy of Woman's Home Companion today. You just can't afford to miss it.
That's your ball there, Doc. Right in front of us.
I see it. And let me out.
Ooh, let me out of this bone breaker, too.
Sure would be nice to ride on a road for a change.
Yeah, this rough country. Hey, before I hit this next one, old timer, what's the score so far?
Yeah, how do we stand by now, anyhow?
Well, let me see. I got it all wrote down here, fellas. Yesterday, when we finished the day last night, Johnny here had 211 strokes to the doctor's 194.
Yeah, but today, how do we do today so far?
I'm catching up, I know that. Doc put 7 balls into Dugan's Lake this morning to my 2.
Yep, and it took him 9 strokes to get out of the pig pen back there, too. Bringing the doc's total up to 429.
Oh, we still have about 12 miles to go to Springfield. What's McGee's score?
Yeah, working on that now. Let me see. Add 2, carry the 4, duck 4, 7, and times 7 is plus 3 balls in the culvert. 433.
Boy, oh boy, I'm just 4 strokes behind you now, Doc.
And that's right, too. I've been keeping McGee's score, too, Doctor. 433 up to now.
Well, we'll soon fix that, Molly. Old timer, keep your eye on this one. I'm going to drive it a mile.
I'll watch it, too, Doctor.
So will I, George. I'll stand over on the driver's side of the Jeep, behind you here, so I can watch good.
Quiet, please. Now watch it. Here goes.
Missed it.
McGee, get away from that Jeep. You deliberately...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Doctor. Accidentally bumped the horn button. Well, that's a stroke, though.
McGee, shame on you.
430 that makes. Well, put that down, old-timer.
He will not. Don't you dare count that stroke against the doctor.
Thank you, Molly, you little chiseler. Just for that, I'm going to drive it clear over that hill up there. Now, watch this one. This is the one that counts.
Oh, missed again.
Confound the dirty, rotten luck.
Come on, kiddo. Up the hill.
I'm winded.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, what's your score?
453 strokes. Come on up here and look what's down the hill here.
You hear that, Molly? 453 for Doc, and I've only took 451. I'm 2 strokes ahead, kiddo. 2 strokes ahead.
Good for you.
Boy, oh boy, what a comeback. Holy smoke. Look what we got in front of us now. A railroad. Boxcars, even.
Well, I'd just as soon walk along the tracks as ride that jeep any further. Of all the rough
rides. Your ball is next to that clump of brush there, Johnny. No, to your left. That's it. Now, you may drive when ready, Doctor. I'll watch it from down by the freight cars here.
Okay. Now, if I can just loft it across the tracks and over the cars. Here goes.
Oh, where's it going? I can't see it.
It's not going over. Uh-oh. Went into that empty coal car.
Of all the unreconstructed hexachlorophenol, osseethylogenous, hypoallergic, staphylococcus infections that ever...
What did he say?
I don't know, but if he were prescribing it for me, I'd never take it.
Poor Doc, this really greases his skids.
Oh.
He won't get out of that coal car in 10 strokes. Well, he starts wailing away inside there. It'll sound like Gene Krupa in a boiler factory.
McGee, can't I just drop a new ball here and count an extra stroke?
Not a chance, Fatso. Rule says you got to play your ball where it is. Now get in there and start blasting your way out. An old-timer.
Yes, Johnny?
You get in there with him to count the strokes.
Okay, Johnny.
Oh, dear, what a golf game. Even Ripley wouldn't believe a tenth of it.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
Hey, they're going to move those freight cars. Hey, Doc.
Yep?
You're moving. You two better get off.
Get off?
Yeah, jump.
We're going towards Springfield, aren't we?
Yeah, jump.
Why should I jump? I'll just wait till we get there, and then I'll shoot my ball out and win the match.
Goodbye, kids. See you in Springfield.
Have a good time, McGee.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Look, Molly, if Doc can hit his ball into a freight train, which then starts for Springfield, why can't I chip my ball up into the Jeep and we can haul it right down to the finish line?
No, McGee.
If you let me at the wheel, I can truthfully say I drove that ball all the way.
Oh, that wouldn't be ethical, no.
Oh, but Doc is...
That was an accident.
Gee whiz.
And besides, he wanted to drop another ball and take 1 stroke penalty. But you made him get in that coal car.
I didn't know the train was going to start, and I didn't know it was going in the direction of Springfield, too, either. And I, oh, gee whiz, good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Jack Moyles as the farmer. This is John Wall telling you that tomorrow there's going to be a titanic struggle between McGee and Doc at the finish of the world's longest golf game. The cross-country champion will be crowned tomorrow night on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.